Have you ever heard that one of the best ways to be successful in life is to create a vision board? If you're not familiar with vision boards, they actually can be a lot of fun to create. You start by picturing in your mind all of the things that you want to achieve, create, or acquire in life. And then you page through magazines or browse the internet to find pictures, quotes, or words, just anything that represents those items to you. And then you cut them out of the magazines or print them off the internet, or if you're feeling really artistic, you could even draw them. Then you glue them to a board or put them in a notebook or save them on your phone, anywhere that you can look at your vision board every morning when you wake up and every night before you go to bed. But here's the thing. For some of us, vision boards can be very overwhelming. For some of us, creating a vision board may actually be holding us back instead of helping us move forward. That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. I'm your host, Shelley, and welcome to the Make Happiness Happen podcast. Hi, I'm Shelley Covert, and I have a question for you. Are you tired of putting on a fake smile and pretending you're happy when you're really not? Are you ready to stop chasing happiness and create it instead? This world we live in makes us believe we need something newer or bigger or better to be happy. But guess what? That's not real happiness. I'm going to teach you what I've learned about creating real, authentic happiness. So if you're ready to stop faking it and be happy for real, you're in the right place. This is the Make Happiness Happen podcast. Have you ever heard the quote, "A goal without a plan is just a wish"? Well, it's by French author Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. I think that's how you say his name. He wrote a book called The Little Prince. Actually, that's our English translation of it. And basically, what he meant by this quote is that if you set a goal or you dream a dream, but you don't create any actionable steps, then it really is just wishful thinking. And wishful thinking really isn't going to get you anywhere. Okay? So for me, this kind of ties into one of the reasons that I struggle with vision boards. So when you sit down to create a vision board, you're supposed to visualize your life in the future. Think about what you want it to look like, what type of house you want to live in, even things like imagine what color it would be and what your furniture would look like, what type of car would you drive, what clothes would you wear. All of those things, you're supposed to be very, very specific and visualize what you want the future to look like. Now, I am a very visual person, so that part of the process, it really is a lot of fun. I do love looking at the pictures, and I enjoy cutting them out of magazines and gluing them to a piece of poster board. It kind of feels like art class back in, you know, elementary school. It's like, you know, crafting time. I do enjoy that. But the problem is when I get the board done. Okay, so then that's kind of a wish for me, right? All those pictures, everything that I have there, that is really my wish for the future. Now, in order to actually make it actionable, we're supposed to kind of think of how we're going to get to that point, right? That's where I start to struggle. So I start to wonder how I'm going to make all these wishes come true. How am I going to get that house? And then once I have that house, how am I going to keep it clean and organized? How am I going to, you know, I don't know, take care of the yard and do all the things and just all of that? How am I going to create that life that I just envisioned and glued to that piece of poster board? My vision board becomes very overwhelming because in addition to having to think out those steps, I feel like I have to know each and every step that I'm going to take to get to that end result, that future that I just glued on that poster board. Most of the time, if I don't know exactly how I'm going to get to that future, I don't even want to start because I'm afraid of failing, of not achieving that picture-perfect future that I just created. Now, I know that not everybody feels that way about vision boards, and if you're a goal setter or a planner, you might be thinking, vision boards, they are easy. You just picture the future you want, and then you start with your 10-year goals, and then you break those down into your 5-year goals, and then into your 1-year goals, and then into your monthly goals, and then you just list all the steps to reach those goals. Easy peasy. And all the time I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, right, that's like the farthest thing from easy. So I recently realized that I really do have a problem with goal setting and with completing a big and complex task. Okay, I'm really, really good at starting them, but the completing part is where I really struggle. So when I have a new goal or a task, I start by adding it to my list of things to do, which is very, very long, which is a little overwhelming just to begin with, you know? And so here I am adding another task or goal. Well, when it's this big goal, you have to break it down into steps, right? So I write down, I try to think of each and every step or every subtask that I'm going to need to complete to reach that goal. You know, crossing those things off the list, I like to be able to do that. So I want to be sure I have them written down. But as I'm thinking through each and every step and I'm writing each of those things down, the list gets longer and longer and longer, and I get more discouraged. And the goal just really starts to feel impossible. Now, I'm not saying that goal setting is a bad thing, right? I just realized that I need to kind of change how I go about it. So it's kind of like when you're heading out on vacation. You need to pick where you want to go, where you want to actually go spend your vacation. You need to know your destination. And you may even have a plan for which route you're going to drive, and you might have an idea of about how long it's going to take you to get there. But what you don't know is what may come up along the way, what could change your plans, right? Maybe there's road construction that you're not sure, you know, you don't know about. Maybe there is a road closure. Maybe there's a detour and a super slow speed limit. Or maybe you come across a scenic detour that just sounds too beautiful to pass up, right? Well, when you start off on your vacation journey, you have no idea of which of those things might come up along the way. But that doesn't mean that you don't start, right? That doesn't mean you say, oh gosh, I have no idea if there's going to be a road closure or a detour along the way. So, you know, just in case, I think it's best if I just stay home. I'm going to skip out on this vacation. No, we're not going to do that, right? But with goals, that is kind of exactly what I do a lot of times. And I don't know, maybe you do too. So sometimes when I'm thinking about my long-term goals, my 5-year or my 10-year goals, I get overwhelmed and I feel like I need to have all the steps planned out before I even start. I need to know all of the changes and the detours and the challenges of anything that I'm going to face along the way as I'm working towards this goal. And when I don't, because, you know, how in the world am I going to know all of that before I've even started? Well, when I don't, I just want to give up. I want to quit before I even get started. Now, this explains why for so much of my life, I feel like I've struggled to achieve the life goals I've set for myself. Starting is easy, probably because I know the steps to take in the beginning. I purchase the training program, start watching lesson one. But yeah, I can do that. That's easy. I'm really pretty good at watching the training, taking some notes. Actually, I'm really good at taking notes. But when it comes to implementing that training, to using what I wrote down in my notes, well, that's when it gets a little harder. So I've decided to look at goal setting a little bit different. I decided to think of it like using a GPS. Now, back to the vacation example. When I head out on my vacation, I plug in my destination into my GPS. I like to scroll through the route because, like I said, I'm a visual person, so I like to have a vision for where I'm going. But here's the beauty of the GPS. If something unexpected comes up, like road construction or a detour, what is my GPS going to do? It's going to recalculate and find a different route. I can take that different route and still end up in the same final destination that I had planned for. So one of my favorite examples of this was when my husband and I were driving from Atlanta, Georgia, back home to Nebraska. We had our GPS up and running when all of a sudden it told us there was an accident on the interstate that we were on, and it offered us an alternative route. So we didn't have very long to think about it. We're like, oh my gosh, what do we do? Well, we decided to follow the alternate route, and it took us onto this service road that basically just drove right along the interstate. And what was beautiful about this is as we're driving on this little service road, we see all the cars stopped, basically parked on the interstate because of the accident. And it went on for, gosh, I think it was at least a mile, maybe even longer. And they were sitting there parked and we were driving right along. And then we got right back on the interstate after we passed the accident. Okay. That is an example of what the GPS can do, right? So another thing that I love about GPS is that when you plug in that final destination, a lot of times it's also going to show you alternate routes. So life's kind of that way too, right? So when you're working towards a long-term goal and your final destination, there are multiple routes that you can take. You know, one of them maybe takes a different street, maybe somewhere you haven't been before. One of them says it's the shortest route. One of them says it's the fastest route, right? My GPS also a lot of times will tell me if they're about the same amount of time or if this one is faster, that one's, you know, longer. You know, we don't in life maybe get that when we're working towards our goals. But the point is that there's more than one way to reach that final destination. When it comes to goals, you know, maybe one of the routes we choose or one of the, you know, the paths we choose, maybe it is faster. Maybe some of them require less work. Maybe we picked the one that actually requires more work. Maybe some of them are prettier, some of them are more fun, but take a little bit longer. You know, but the cool thing is that as you're going along, you can still end up in that final destination. So I can choose which route I want to take, and then if that route ends up not being the best for me, I always have the option to reroute and choose a different route, okay, which is still going to take me to the end goal. So now, if we go back to the vision board and back to goal setting, maybe one tip, this is what I'm going to start trying to do, is I'm definitely going to say, okay, where do I want to end up? Because if I'm sitting at my home in Nebraska and I decide that I want to go see the mountains in Colorado, but I head east, I am not going to hit the mountains in Colorado because Colorado is west of Nebraska. So I have to at least know which direction I need to head, right? That is your final goal. Where do you want to get? But what you do is you make your first decision. You do the first task, okay? You drive the first road. And then when that one is done, you say, okay, now what do I do that's going to take me in the direction of my final goal? And every step, you just make sure that the choice that you've made or the task that you're doing is moving you closer to that final destination. So there is a book called The One Thing. And what I really love about The One Thing, I can't remember the name of the author right now, but I'll put it in the show notes. But what I really like about the book, The One Thing, is it tells you each day you start by focusing on the one task that is going to move you forward or move you closer to your final destination. Okay? A lot of times that's going to be the most difficult task of the day. And a lot of times that's why we tend to put that one on the back burner and we do all these other little tasks first. But what ends up happening is we spend a lot of time on these tasks that aren't really moving us forward. It's just kind of busy work, okay? So by focusing on the one task or the one thing that's going to move you to your final destination and doing that first, you're going to make a lot more progress. And as you get better at this, you're actually going to probably be using less energy in a way. You'll get more efficient with it as well. And so back to the vision boards. Okay, I love the idea of visualizing what you want in the future, of thinking about the end destination or the end result that you want. But instead of getting tied down and bogged down with all of the small individual tasks that you need to complete, instead, just ask yourself, what is the one thing I need to do next? What is one thing that I can do that will move me closer to my final destination, that will actually help me progress towards that final destination? And that is what you choose to do first. And then when that's done, then you ask yourself the next day, all right, what is the one thing I can do now that's going to move me to my final destination? And you just keep doing that until you get to your final destination. It sounds so much easier that way, doesn't it? So much less overwhelming. And I think the thing that's going to be cool, at least for me, is I really believe I am going to make way more progress because I'm not going to be afraid to start. I don't have that stress of needing to know every single step along the way. I just need to know one thing that's going to move me closer. So that's my challenge for you this week. I want you to think of like one life goal. What is one thing that you would like to achieve in your life? And then I want you to think, okay, what is one task, one action that I can do today that will move me closer to that? All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm excited to hear what you have picked to do, what your kind of life goal. I would love for, if you want to email me at shelley@makehappinesshappen.com and just share what you've picked as that life goal and what your first step is going to be. And until next time, my friends, choose to be happy. As always, thank you so much for tuning into the Make Happiness Happen podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you're subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. And even better, leave a positive review. If you want to dive deeper into the topics and discussions we have here, I would encourage you to head over to makehappinesshappen.com and sign up for my newsletter. It's the best way for us to get to know each other even better. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Make Happiness Happen podcast.